I was interested in doing a story on the changes in the publishing universe based on all of these online sites that I discovered where you can basically do vanity press and publish your own books. And so I posted on Facebook amongst my wide assortment of friends and contacts, anybody publishing a book or have any experience? And lo and behold, old friend Sabrina Firminger comes and says, "Steve, I'm in the middle of publishing a book right now." And Sabrina's a publicist, and she's an all-around digital age woman and now a new mother.
Yes.
Sabrina, so you're publishing your book online. No, sorry. You're publishing your book in the real world but using online services to do it. Tell me what the experience is being like.
It's been better than I had possibly imagined that it would be. I've spent the last 2 years writing a book, not really thinking about what I was going to do with it once the book was done. I knew at some point I wanted to hold a physical book in my hand or read it on my Kobo, but I didn't really know what that process was going to be like to get it into the hands of my readers.
Now, surely when you started writing, you knew that the odds of getting books published by traditional publishing methods were long at best.
Yeah, I had also heard that publishing houses were closing all over the world, that literary agents were not accepting new manuscripts. I knew that I was writing this book at a time of significant change. Mm-hmm. For the most part, the last couple of years, I have focused on getting the book where I wanted it to be. And now a few months ago, I had the book finished and I was really happy with it. And all my beta readers had read it and they loved it. So I was looking at what the next step would be and the best way to get my book into the hands of my readers. And I just decided, you know, I don't really feel like sending out my book, you know, to one publisher and then another one and another one and let it sit in, they call them slush piles, you know, with hundreds of other unsolicited manuscripts. I didn't want that. I wanted to get it to my reader as soon as possible. And self-publishing is the way that I've decided to do that.
Well, in the traditional publishing system, our methodology is also rife with rejection. You're going to be sent letter after letter after waiting for months saying, no, we're not interested. No, it's the wrong time. No, it's not the right book and that sort of stuff. So the self-published press has always been around. There's always been self-counsel press and options for publishing books yourselves.
And there's a stigma definitely that's been attached with it.
Yeah, as well.
As well.
Because these are seen as, quote unquote, the books that can't get published by the traditional method.
Right.
But as you say, that model is breaking. You know, the entire publishing model is breaking. We're seeing them struggling and trying to figure out their own model.
Mm-hmm.
So you obviously did some research online. What sort of sites was there a gamut of different self-publishing sites that you looked at?
So where I started was I actually looked up local Vancouver publishers, printing houses, because my original idea was that I was going to print a bunch of hard copy books and then I was going to figure out how to sell them myself and then I was going to figure out how to get it on Amazon for ebooks. It was just so stressful wading through all this information. Through my research, though, I discovered iUniverse. Now, I am in the thick of things with iUniverse right now. So far, I've been very happy with them. What iUniverse does is pretty much everything that you need done to get your book into the hands of your readers. They'll do an editorial evaluation. They'll tell you if your book is good or not. You can pay them to tell you if your book is good or not. They'll set it up so that it's available in all of the e-book stores, iBook store. You can get it for your Kindle, for your Kobo, for anything. They'll lay out the pages for you. It's print-on-demand publishing, essentially. So I'm not just printing a bunch of books. They're not just going to sit there. It's when an author or when a reader orders my book, it'll be shipped to them or it'll be immediately downloaded to their reading device.
So you're building a book that is available in all formats, all print formats, either for e-reader on Kobo or Kindle or the like, or as a hard copy.
Yes.
We'll return and loop back to the audiobook portion, which is something that I'm interested in as well. So you've determined it. Now, were there different options and different, like, how much is it costing for these services for you? Because now you're basically have become a customer of iUniverse.
Yes.
And you're saying, I'm going to pay for this all to be done. So what does that package look like?
Well, they offer a wide range of packages. If I just wanted the book to be available to my friends and family, it would be in the area of $100. I am paying a premium. I'm paying about $3,000 for this. It's the package is one of their bookstore packages, which means that 8 copies of my book are actually going to be on sale in a brick and mortar physical Chapters Indigo somewhere across the country.
Well, so they actually get some placement in an actual bookstore. Yes. Is it just one bookstore that they end up in, or
I'm not actually entirely sure. I had thought about asking them, oh, can they all be available in Vancouver or, you know, somewhere where I've lived? But I like the idea of them being spread out across the country so that, you know, strangers can pick them up and decide whether or not they want to buy it, just like they would any book that comes from a traditional publisher.
So they're providing you with editorial services as well. So you submit the manuscript, and this is one of the keys for any book is having a good editor. They actually provide some. Are you into that part of the process yet?
Yes. So what I've received is something called the editorial evaluation. It's a 27-page document where they pretty much go through all the different elements of my novel, you know, the pacing, point of view, characters, and they do an objective analysis of, you know, they said this stuff is great or this needs work. You need a line edit for this stuff. And it helped me see my book in a new way and, you know, helped me get the editing done. Because one of the reasons I think that there has been such a stigma about self-published books is that people can become very precious about their words. Mm-hmm. So they'll just print appears on their on the page because, like, well, that's my art. I don't want to touch it.
Now, I'll let the skeptic in me come up for a moment. Mm-hmm. The feedback that you got, was that germane to your book? Do you know for sure that they read your book and they caught the flavor of what you were
They were talking about my characters. They talked about the pacing of the book. They said this half of the book feels different than this part of the book. And they went through and pulled stuff out. That's what amazed me was how precise.
Now, were you able to step back? First of all, was it emotionally difficult to deal with the criticism?
It was, but it was stuff that I needed to hear. You know, very recently, a friend of mine, actually it wasn't a friend, it was just a gift that I was given, but I was given a book, a self-published book, and I dove into it, and it was just filled with errors. And if somebody had just said to this person, read your book, hear the errors, you know, it would have made the book so much better. So I don't want to go on Amazon one day and somebody writes in a review, this book would have been good, but there was this error here and this error there. And
now books can be, I guess, several different things to different people. One of them, they can be a business, and the other, they can be a labor of love. Which is this for you?
I wrote it as a labor of love. I am promoting it as a business.
And are you relying on their services to promote it ultimately? Because I know you're a publicist by nature, so you're going to rely on your own skills downstream?
Yes, I am. What I want from iUniverse, what they are doing for me, is to help me create a great looking and feeling product. You know, I want to make sure that it is available to everybody, that it looks great when you hold it in your hands. But as far as press releases, a social media presence, websites, book signing, distribution, those are things that I'm not scared of.
Okay.
The artist in me, I actually have to step back from the book a little bit and think about the advice that I give other artists when promoting their work and treat my promotion of this as if it's not my book.
Yeah. So you're you're revisiting the book now and going to be re-editing. How soon do you think it'll be done?
Should be available in people's hands in a month and a half.
So in about 2 months, let's come back and let's see how it's going.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you all about that process.
Sabrina Firminger is my guest. She is a soon-to-be published author.